Shalom. This is Shelley Broom Baggett coming to you from beautiful Branson, Missouri, a voice of One Witness broadcast. And yes, it's usually Billy Brim, my mother, but this week she has trusted this responsibility to her family. And I'm hosting today my beautiful sister, Brenda. Can you say hello?
Hello. Brim?
And her handsome husband, Tony.
Howdy. Hello.
All right, great. We're just testing our mics here, and we are here all to the glory of God because Tony is a modern-day miracle of what Jesus Christ can do to a diagnosis that has no cure. What was it now, Tony?
Necrotic pancreatitis. 85 to 90% of the cases are lethal.
Mm. And now the diagnosis, or you have a clear bill of health?
Correct. What happens is the necrosis eats the pancreas or digests it or kills it, and the pancreas in the natural does not regenerate. After removing over 90% of my pancreas through surgical means, I got a diagnosis. My pancreas is normal size.
Glory.
Normal function.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not a diabetic.
Oh, glory to God. Did you hear that, listener? So if you need a miracle or know someone who needs healing, this is a broadcast you do not want to miss. So let's get started. Where did we leave off? Jean Ann?
Well, I know we were talking about Jean Ann and McNally, and she's on the board of Billy Brim Ministries, and she has a CD of healing scriptures, and she's a very soft voice. But when they, Tony was, after he left St. John's, he went to the Mayo Hospital, Mayo Clinic, in Rochester, Minnesota.
Jet ambulance.
They flew him in a jet ambulance. His family is they're from northern Iowa, and this was 2 hours away. Mm-hmm. And the Lord directed his sister. They had to make a decision. The doctor wanted to send him to Barnes. And his family had to make the decision. And the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, directed his sister where to go. And
so you ended up in Mayo.
Yeah.
Which goes back to, in a previous broadcast, you talked about a nurse in Branson who had prayed under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for the best care for Tony.
Yes.
So now, many days later.
So after, when they left, I knew I wasn't going to see him anymore. I gave him a CD player and a CD of Jean Ann. And I said, just play this or take this, you know, because I knew that I wouldn't be seeing him. That he was leaving. And that was a breakthrough all the way around in all of Tony's healing. I remember driving on the way to the hospital the last day that I would see him at St. John's. And I called the local church, and I had him agree with me that there would be no complications as they pick him up.
Yes.
Because even the ride, you know, was hard on your system. And so, anyway.
So you depended a great deal on being led by the Holy Ghost step by step.
Oh, yeah.
It was like he was teaching your hands how to do what to do. So the ride.
And we made much of the blood of Jesus.
Made much of the blood.
Over Tony. I took the night, I would visit him in the night, which was the night visitation, which he was in ICU, and I would hold the blood of Jesus over him every night, because in the hospitals, there's demons and there's death. Mm-hmm. It's a very common thing there, especially in ICU. Mm-hmm. And so it's really, you really have to use your authority. You have to be led by your spirit, and you keep a watch over him.
Yes.
And I would hold the blood of Jesus over that room and over those machines and over all of it, that the devil was not going to come in through the back door.
Can you give us a sampling of that, how you would, for a person who may not know how to do that?
Well, I just...
would you just say, like, in the name of Jesus?
I would whisper in his ear, I hold the blood of Jesus over this hospital room.
Yes.
And this would be, you know, 9 o'clock at night, because that was visitation time, and the last visitation of the day. You had
so
three a day.
So you could even whisper it.
Yeah, sure. And,
yes.
And I would whisper in his ear.
Good.
And I hold the blood of Jesus over the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I hold the blood of Jesus over this room, over these windows, mm-hmm. over these doors, over
important.
The walls. You will not come in here, Satan. You will not come through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, I make much of the blood. And I would do that every single night. And I felt like that's what my part was in the whole scenario.
It reminds me of Revelation, where it says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb
and the
by
word
the
of
word
the
of our testimony.
That's
so
right.
You were releasing words, even though you were just whispering it. You were releasing words that was overcoming.
Because sometimes the enemy tries to come through the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like you have a front. You've got all, you think you've got everything covered, and then you let down, and then he'll slip in that back door, and something will happen, and, you know.
It's a battle array. You're in battle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
so I guess Tony will take it from there, because he goes on to Rochester, which would have been May 16th, which was on a Saturday.
Well, what's really important throughout this whole process, remember, I'm in a coma. I cannot pray for myself. I cannot stand and request healing or pray for healing.
Right.
I'm out in a coma. And so intercessors all over the world, through Billy Brim Ministries and other church affiliates that I have prayed.
Australia, Ecuador, Israel,
places all over the world were praying for me. A Catholic church in Kansas City was praying, 1,000-member Catholic church praying, Living Word in Minneapolis, just countless individual prayers all over the world that had heard via the internet or mm-hmm. through telephone calls or whatever.
His sister set up, once they got into Rochester, Minnesota, she set up a website, you know, which is part of the hospital, and they can let you know everything that's going day to day. And through that, it kind of said there was prayers already going, but it kind of connected the prayer chain.
Everybody was on the same page. It's called care pages at Mayo Clinic and St. Mary's Hospital.
So all this prayer, all this power is going for your health, for your healing.
And none of them were negative prayers.
Yeah.
You know, Tony has a lot of different people from a lot of different denominations. And I was like looking at some of what they were writing. You have to have faith. You have to believe. It was like the Holy Ghost was directing. This was all orchestrated by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
There was even his family who, they're not Word of Faith people. They go to a denominational church.
There's an interesting aspect of that.
Yes.
Throughout this whole process, we're from a denominational church that doesn't teach laying on of hands or anointing with oil. And my sisters both told me separately, we found out that if we'd come into your room, if we would speak or talk, or just have normal conversations, you'd get agitated. But if we would just touch your body, you would calm down and your vital signs would go back to normal and maintain. They were laying hands on me without even knowing. So every time they came in my room, they would lay hands on me, not even knowing the teachings behind that.
Yes, glory to God. And it created, and it kept an atmosphere through the word being played on the Gene Ann healing tape or CD. And then people, their conversation, even though you were in a coma, their conversation, your body was sensitive to it.
Yes, there's a funny story. When I was waking up in Rochester, I woke up briefly on the 22nd. I don't remember that. It was just people in the room could see that I was getting more alert. And then on the 29th of May is when I came out of the coma, and I don't believe I went back in after that. But when they first wake you up, remember yesterday we were talking about I was without oxygen for a period of time, so the physician said that there's a possibility he may have brain damage. And so when I started waking up, the doctors wanted to determine if I had any brain damage, so they started asking me if I knew where I was at, what day it was, and questions to ascertain if I was coherent. And they asked me where I was from, or where I was at. And I said, I'm in Leon, Iowa. Well, Leon, Iowa is a small town of about 1,200 people. And then they asked me what the date was, and I said, remember, this is May 29th, 2009. Mm-hmm. I responded, April 21st, 2010. Well, people with this type of ailment usually go back in time to when they can remember something, and so they fully expected a 2009 date, and they knew I was never around Leon, Iowa. Well, while they were speaking in my room, they were talking about my nephew attending a rodeo in Leon, Iowa. And so I heard that in my brain, and when they asked me where I was at, well, I'm in Leon, Iowa, because that was probably the last location that was mentioned.
Yes. So a word of wisdom from what you're telling me is, if you're out there and you have a loved one who's in a coma, be very aware of the fact that your words carry power.
Speak positive.
Okay. Praise the Lord. So this happened May 2nd. We're now May
29th.
And Brenda?
Well, I just wanted to bring the power, the thing of prayer, and yes. Lots of people would tell me, people at the church, at the prayer, we have prayer here on Sundays, Mom leads prayer, and when she's not here, we have a couple that leads it, Terry and Ron Chapman. I remember Terry telling me, Brenda, at that time they had just came from California.
They didn't know me.
They didn't know Tony, and they never had seen him, because wow. They came in May, and that's when he got sick. Mm-hmm. Maybe they had seen you once at the most, but I'm not sure on that, but it was real close. And she said, I prayed, and we've got the victory. I've got the victory.
Praise
we've
God.
Got the victory. And, you know, I just wanted to put on so many people the body of Christ in Scripture, Philippians 1:19.
Yes.
Paul says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer.
Yes.
He was in I don't know if he was in a prison or what. I can't remember the scenario. And the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, and all those people had a supply, the body of Christ. And there were so many different denominations. Oh, I mean, God. Probably at least five.
Well, oh, I just want to remind people, no matter where you're at or what denomination, pray how you know how to pray.
Right.
Because God is no respecter of people, and He listens to all the prayers, yes. Whether they're Word of Faith prayers, they're Methodist prayers, mm-hmm. Baptist prayers.
Mm-hmm. Pray. They were according to the Word of God.
Yes.
And I told Tony after all this is over, I said, looking back, it was like we were in a bubble of prayer. Mm-hmm. I said there were never any, you know, they. You know, he looked like in the natural, I mean, he weighed 200 and some odd pounds.
236 pounds at the heaviest.
At the heaviest, and he's probably 160, 70.
I went in the hospital at 193, went up to 236, and then they got the water weight off of me, and I ended up at 148 on release from the hospital.
So he looked like one of those balloons that, or in the Macy's Day Parade. That's what it reminded me of.
His Michelin hands, tire boy.
Yeah, you know, his hands were all swollen and are full of water and just puffed up. And and so, but you know, you could, there was never any like, oh no, he's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. No, he's going to be a vegetable. Oh no, it was all this atmosphere of God.
That's it. And aren't you thankful for the Word of God, where you look not at things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen?
Mm-hmm.
And according to the Word, Himself took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses. Our radio this week is on healing. We have an offer by Dodie Osteen, a $2 book entitled Healed of Cancer. This is so important. Tony read this right before the attack. So we offer it to you. You must get it. And then also we have Jean Ann. And it is a CD on healing scriptures. And so, again, we are blessed to know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is a modern-day miracle with Tony being healed, and how to depend upon the Holy Spirit and how the power of people coming together to pray makes a difference. Well, we're ready for another day tomorrow. Until tomorrow, this is Shelley Brim Baggett. Shalom, and God bless you.